Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. How do we breathe some life into the agriculture economy? About 75% of what we produce is sold domestically. The other 25% is exported. Well, maybe we can grow the domestic market some, but the real opportunity can be found beyond our borders. In fact, shortly after confirmation of speech to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, our new U.S. Trade Ambassador Ron Kirk pointed out that the Obama administration is working to put its stamp on bilateral trade agreements with Panama, Colombia, and South Korea that were negotiated by the Bush administration. And he said, and I quote, "Our success in resolving outstanding issues will determine the pace at which we move forward with our FTAs." Well, the pace is discouragingly slow. Nothing is happening. Recently, the South Korea president arrived in Washington to meet with President Obama. As close allies, we're standing shoulder to shoulder against the North Korean nuclear threat. It was a perfect time to show solidarity by agreeing to move ahead with the free trade agreement with South Korea. Just think of all the beef that we could sell. But no, nothing was done. The same thing happened to the president of Colombia, who visited a couple weeks ago. President Obama sent him home empty-handed, no deal. Colombia is a friend of ours in opposition to Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez. The trade pact would end duties on tons of our farm products, expanding sales dramatically. I thought the president was moving on the Panama deal, but now apparently that sits in limbo. I credit the president for his modest move to lift some of the financial obstacles in trade with Cuba. But even there, we simply need to do more faster. We're in a recession, and that's pushing unemployment up. We need jobs and economic activity. The most effective and easy way to improve the situation is to open the trade channels. Our trade problems are not being addressed. Improperly naming our new flu, swine flu, has hammered pork exports. And the House spending bill has a provision that bars the imports of Chinese chicken. And now they won't buy our chicken. There are market opportunities within our reach, and we aren't doing anything. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.